The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, too, man. We're rocking and rolling, wrapping up March here, man. First quarter of the year. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, time just flies, right? And it's first quarter of the year went by quickly. Glad to see winter go. It's officially spring, right?
Yeah, man.
That's why we're all cheering today, right? It's spring is here. And, what can I say? It's another year in the works.
Baseball season starts this week. You know,
baseball, spring.
Right.
Ended a quarter. What more could we ask for?
Right, exactly. No. With you, man. I'm 100%. And I'm going to be bold enough to say it now. Man, we had a great mild winter, too. Yeah. I'm not scared of it anymore.
Nah, either am I. I think that's a safe prediction.
I was scared of it still a couple of weeks ago, but I'm not scared of it anymore. You know?
Yeah.
So, hey, man, a lot of stuff going on out there in the world right now, huh? In the economic and the financial world out there. A lot of, you know, people have some fears and concerns about what's going on in the banking industry. We can talk about that a little bit out there. People have some questions or want to know what's going on with interest rates. Mm-hmm. And we're coming to the end of the quarter, and we're going to start to get earnings that are coming out. I mean, we're really going to be pretty dynamic, I think, Mike, in my opinion, for the next 4 weeks.
Absolutely. Just what you said, Doug. I mean, the banking, right? I mean, talk about like trickle down, right? Affecting everybody or everybody thinking about it to a certain degree. And, that happens. And then this week, too, the Fed raises interest rates another quarter point. What went from front page news kind of took a back seat to the banking and everything else going on to fill in about what you're saying about how everything's just kind of, there's a lot going on now, but there certainly is a lot going on in the big macro economy out there. I mean, there's a lot.
Let's talk banks here for a few minutes and go over this and, you know, give our opinions out there. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, these are, you know, mine and Mike's opinions and you've got some experienced, you know, industry veterans here giving you opinions. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be right, but I feel I have a lot of confidence in them, and I've got a high level of confidence, Mike, that there's not going to be a contagion going through the banking industry.
No, I don't think so either. I agree with you, and it was an isolated cases, I should say, where this interest rate going from zero to up, you know, over four points in a year kind of caught couple of banks off guard, how they had their deposits invested, right? I think that's a big thing, right, Doug? People fail to realize you go to the bank, you deposit your money, the bank does something with this money. It just doesn't sit in a vault somewhere and until you need it, right?
Well, let's give a little technical to everybody what happens now. When you deposit money into a bank, it becomes a liability for the bank.
Yeah.
Okay. They, people are like, Wade, what are you talking about?
They owe it to you.
Right. Yeah. I just put my money there. How is it a liability to the bank? And what else do they owe me, Mike?
Interest.
Right.
Okay. Well, now, this year they do.
Well, yeah, now, right? Something new. Something new, folks. Banks are paying interest. So so when you put money into a bank, it creates a liability for the bank. So what does the bank have to do when it has a liability? What does it have to create, Mike? An asset.
Yeah, it has to go. Has to,
okay.
Yeah.
And typically the most common thing that banks use to create assets is they lend money to somebody. They lend money to somebody for more money, more interest. They charge them more than they're crediting you for depositing your money there. And stop. There is a spread.
Yeah. But just stop there for a second, right?
Go ahead.
And how do banks make money? They're giving you, let's say, 2% on your CD, and they're lending it to Doug for his mortgage at 8%, 7%, 6%, whatever the prevailing rate may be.
Right.
You see the spread, right? They're giving you less. They're charging Doug more. Net-net, there's a profit there for the bank.
Correct. Okay, so they have to create
broad
an
terms,
asset.
Right? We're talking broad brush.
This is 50,000 feet in the air,
yes.
Right? This is as broad as we can get on it, right? So what happened with these other banks? They were receiving deposits so fast, they did not have the ability to lend the money as fast as it was coming in. So what they did was to create an asset against the liability was they bought government bonds. Very, very safe, paying a rate higher than the interest rate that they were giving somebody else. So they had a spread, right? Paying X interest, charging Y interest. The spread is in the middle. However, what they didn't count on was interest rates going up. And when interest rates go up, Mike, what happens to the street value of a bond?
They go down.
Correct, right? So when interest rates go up, the street value of the bond goes down. Therefore, now you run into reserve requirement challenges because you own these bonds that on the street are no longer worth the same amount, and it's called mark-to-market accounting, and therefore, now you don't have the reserve requirements, and who's got to step in? The FDIC.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and again, that's a very broad, you know, of what took place, Doug, but that's basically what took place, okay?
Yeah.
And it's I don't want to say as simple as that, but again, it's about as simple as that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's, you know, so that's what happened. So people are saying, well, how did a bank get in trouble? How did a bank, you know, they run out of money? Like what? That's basically what happened. And then what happens is when it does happen, you get a run and you get a fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get people wanting to yank their money out of the bank. Then you say, uh-oh, my bank may be in trouble. And all kinds of crazy things start happening real quick, right? That's that expression, the run on the bank, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're making a run on the bank. There it is.
So, you know, it's always a good reminder, though, Mike, when you see that happening, right? Pay attention to your bank accounts. You know, if you're in excess of the FDIC insurance amount, maybe you should consider, you know, spreading your accounts out over different institutions.
Yeah.
You know, you should look at that. And then, you know, there's a lot of information naturally that's flooding across our desks right now. And, it seems as though, and again, this is just my opinion from the information. I mean, you know, it's not, you know, a guarantee. But when you look at the information that's coming across the desks, I feel as though like the larger, older banks, you know, aren't going to really be exposed to this, you know, circumstance here. And the number of banks, I saw some information this week about the number of banks who actually have deposits in excess of the $250,000 amount. And there's not a ton.
No.
You know, percentage-wise.
Yeah.
So this is why I don't think this is going to be, you know, an entire banking, you know, contagion throughout the entire, you know, banking system.
No, and there's been statements by various government officials, right, that are in the, you know, I'm not talking about the president, I'm talking about in the financial arena, if you will, that have come out and said that the banking industries is in good health. You
right.
know what I'm saying? They're not saying, you know, we don't know. You know, so that seems to be the case. So, you know, nonetheless, that was the flu bug that hit that week of the economy, right? And that's,
sure.
And now, well, what does that mean? What's the aftermath of it? Okay, we have to continue to raise interest rates to battle inflation. But now if you have a banking problem and a lending problem and all that, what's going to be the impact on the economy 6 months out down the line?
Right.
So what does the Fed do?
Yeah, they, you know, and that's where they, that's where everybody stands now, you know. And so we have that going on, which then that puts some pressure on the markets, right? But I'm going to say, in my opinion, not the amount of pressure that I may have guessed that was going to happen to the market. I may have guessed that it was going to be worse pressure on the market than actually happened.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And because really, I think it was a Sunday night, Doug. I think FDIC.
It was over a weekend. I think
FDIC announced on a Sunday night before the markets opened on Monday. Mm-hmm. We got this. We're covering all the you know, the people don't have to worry about their money. You know, we're going to back it up, basically.
Right. So, but you know, therein lies the you know, the challenge when it comes to your money. We're going to talk about that, you know, a little bit further when we go into the show here. You know, is what are people going to do? And then we've got another very interesting. I mean, we're going to find out a lot. Earnings are going to start to come out, you know, in a few weeks here, Mike. And, you know, it's been weird. We saw a couple of companies that have come out and said that they've raised their guidance a little bit here. Mm. And we've seen some that come out and say that they've pulled their guidance back. So, you know, I'm anticipating, a big mixed bag of earnings coming out.
Yeah, that probably will be the case because, Doug, for the type of economy that we're in right now, there's probably going to be certain sectors that are having a problem in certain sectors that are flourishing. We're not in an across the board economy where everything's booming or everything's crashing right now. It's mixed. It's certainly mixed. You can see it and feel it.
Yeah, you absolutely can. And you know, Mike, when we get out there and we take a look, I know we've been on it since the beginning of the year. There's no reason to get off it, you know, right now, is that there's definitely, you know, fixed interest rate opportunity out there for people. And we're seeing, you know, we've been getting some calls into the office, which makes us very happy of radio show listeners who say, hey, I heard you guys talking about, you know, interest rate products and stuff like that. Can you look into something for me? And, you know, don't forget, folks, we're here to do that for you guys if it's something that, you know, you're interested in or you want to talk about. And, you know, because there are people out there, Mike, who have, you know, money that, you know, shouldn't be put at risk or don't need money put at risk. They just want to earn interest rate on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are opportunities, Doug. And, you know, interesting enough, right, this whole big headline about banking was really about the interest rates going up, which
right.
We've been talking about, that there's opportunity for people, you know, to be doing better with their interest rates.
Yeah, if you take advantage of it. And, you know, it's just interesting times right now out there. And it's, you know, it's something that really needs to be paid attention to. And you got to look at it. You know, statements are going to start coming through the door in another week or so, maybe 2 weeks are going to come through the door. And, you know, we had a really good January. Let's see how it all shakes out for the first quarter for most people out there. I think people might be down a little bit, maybe even, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
You know, but when those statements do come through the door, you got to open them up. You got to take a look at them. And if you want to fire them off to us to take a look at them for you, we're happy to do that. Don't ever forget that we're here for complimentary consultations with you guys. And those are cost or obligation for us to, you know, to talk through this stuff with you and, you know, see if it makes sense for you to do something or if, you know, or if you're on the right track. And we always think that you ought to be able to tell people in broad strokes, you know, what your financial strategy is, right?
Yeah.
People should be able to, you know, and it can be as simple as this. I have some money in the bank, you know, and it's here because I don't want that to, you know, have any risk to it. I got some money in the, you know, in a portfolio here in the market because I want it to have the opportunity to grow. Maybe I own an annuity contract over here, you know, because I want to get some sort of payments out of it. You know, it doesn't matter, but you should just be able to, in broad strokes, be able to have that conversation with people.
Sure, sure. You know? That's a good point, Doug.
You know, and that's what we want to do for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you could send us over everything and we could say, okay, you know, in a 15-minute conversation, we could say, what are your overall objectives here? Okay, let me take a peek at what you have and say, hey, look, you know, you're in a good spot here. You're doing a really, really nice job. Or maybe if we make a little tweak here or a little tweak there, you know, you'll be on a better path to doing what you want to do. And there's a whole bunch of people, we're going to talk about this in the next segment, though, Mike, a whole bunch of people out there whose money right now has accidentally more risk in it than it probably should, more potential risk in it than it probably should.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And a lot of times they fail to realize that.
Right, and it's not really a fault of their own, it's just a fault of the way that the investment and interest rate world was for so long up until the last 12 months.
Sure.
All right, so let's hop to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, designing your portfolio like that, and, you know, and making sure that you're taking the appropriate approach to your dollars. We'll be right back, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized the sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as a thousand other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, I kind of want to have a casual conversation today, you know, just about what we typically, I mean, we talk about a lot is, you know, retirement income planning and just the approach to that. And the different facets of things that are really important to pay attention to when it comes to retirement time. And there's two main things that I think, you know, people need to pay attention to. And one is your money, because let's face it, money's important, right?
Absolutely.
But the other thing is your lifestyle, you know, and, you know, planning out your lifestyle. As I was telling you before the show is, during the week this week, I saw a story online about somebody who retired early, and it was on CNBC where I saw the story, and about somebody who had retired early and now is going back to work out of boredom, you know, and goes on to say, but here's the intriguing part. Do you know what he's going back to work? I did not tell you this. What he's going back to work doing?
No.
Coaching people on how to be retired.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's something, and it was enlightening when I read that, because for years you and I have been on the air right now talking to people about retiring with a purpose, knowing what you're going to do and the importance of it. And, you know, and I don't want to spend the entire time right now talking just about that. I do want to talk about that a little, but I want to talk about both legs if you will, that to help you walk through a good retirement. And the one leg is to have a lifestyle plan, if you will, strategy. And then the other one is to have a financial plan. The two have to go together, Mike.
Yeah, no, Doug, that's a great point. And you're right. We talk about this all the time. And I'll just share this with you and as well as you. How many times we sit down and we're meeting a new client, somebody calls in, I'm going to come in and okay. And they'll say, do I have enough to retire? And our answer generally is tell us about yourself, right? We have to know what type of lifestyle, what's your lifestyle? What's my lifestyle compared to Doug's? Different things. People can retire. There isn't a set number of you need X or, you know, you need to do this. So much hinges on, well, how are you going to live, right? I mean, what's your lifestyle all about? What are you planning on doing? And I think people just neglect to think about that. They just want to be like, I want to be done with work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now what?
Right. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where we want to work through it with you. And you know, the money portion of it is really very important. Okay, don't let anybody tell you it's not. It is very, very important because it's the money portion. It's going to allow you to do the other part of your life. Yet, when you go through your life and you're working and you're accumulating wealth, only people just talk to you about saving money and investing money for retirement, but they never talk about the other end of that equation with you and that what is your retirement going to look like? Because we're all so much more youthful now than previous generations. Mm-hmm. Previous generations, retirement went what? Go home and sit in the lounger, you know, watch TV all day, you know, eat dinner and go to sleep early and get up early and, you know, wash, rinse, and repeat. And that's not how people live anymore. We are much more youthful. We were much more active. And sitting around and watching TV doesn't do it for us anymore.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know, Doug, the thing about retirement money and retirement lifestyle is they got to work hand in hand.
They do.
It's truly a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can't have one without the other. So you should plan out the lifestyle and what you're planning on doing. Then of course you need to have the money to do so, but they have to work together. And the thing that people fail to realize, eventually everybody retires, right? I mean, that's a broad statement in the fact of all right, you were making $50,000 a year and you retired and I was making $400,000 a year retired. It's not only for the super rich or the super high earners. It's about the blending of the lifestyle of what's my lifestyle, what do I have in retirement, and can I afford to do this to keep myself happy? And they just have to work together. It's a partner. It's an active partnership.
It is. And you know what? You know what's really nice is that we've got tools to help you do this. You know, we've got the tools. We've got the tools to help you set up, you know, and think about your retirement. Here's the other thing, Mike, is that a lot of people don't actually take time to think about what am I going to do during my retirement years. To your point that you made earlier, they just don't want to go to that stinking job anymore.
Yeah.
All right? Now, it's not really, you know, I had a client once say to me, and I loved it, was, I'm ready to move on to Act Two.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, and that was a great phrase and a great way to think about it. And, you know, it's unfortunate for him. He passed away. It was Dave Neuber, and he passed away before Act Two started. But it was really such a great thing, you know, and I credit him all the time when I say it to people. I go, you know, I had a client, who passed away, but he said it to me once, and, you know, let's think about this. Let's not think about retirement. Let's think about what's the next act. What's going to happen in your next show, the next chapter of your life? What's next?
Doug, you know, when you think about it, right, you and I come on the air every week, and we talk about planning for retirement. And how we believe nowadays it's at least a 25-year proposition, right? Yeah, I get it. Some people die earlier. Some people live longer than that.
Right.
You know, but we think, give us an average, you know, gun to your head, Doug, give me a number. You're going to say about 25 years.
Sure.
That's almost another lifetime. That is Act Two.
Well, think about
it. Go backwards 25 years to everybody listening, or you and I go back to 25 years. you know, what your age was. It's crazy when you think about it, right?
To
think
seriously, you're 100% correct.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, like if we turn the clock back, you know, 25 years, Mike, we're 31 years old. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got another, you know, we've got another that period of time yet to come to do things. Now, you and I happen to be two very lucky people in that we do what for a living right now, what we absolutely love to do. Right. Right? There's no, we don't come in here and complain about, oh, this stinking job. You know, we love it. We enjoy it. And so, you know, but what would Act Two look like for us? And I don't know, you know, what it would look like. But I do know that I want to help others design their Act Two and make sure that, you know, things are going. And where I'm going with this is that, folks, we have tools that we can share with you. If you call in and leave us a message, say, hey, send me out some, you know, some of your information on planning for, you know, retirement lifestyle. We're happy to do that, or come on into the office and sit down and let's go through the stuff together. You know, we can help you work on the lifestyle stuff. It's such a change, you know, to leave the job that you have that you've been at for such a long time, because those are the people you spend your time with.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, listen, retirement is a big deal, all right? It's a big deal because of a lot of reasons. It's one, in a lot of ways, you're walking away from your job, your income. Right. So truly, you better be ready to support yourself for the next 25 years. Right.
Right.
That's a big step. Let's not sugarcoat it. Two is everything you've probably done for the last 40 years is now going to come to a grinding halt. Right. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, it's financial, it's psychological, it's emotional.
Do you know what else is sorry to interrupt.
No,
you, Mike,
no.
But you know what else is very different now about the modern day retiree is that most of the people that I talk to say, I'll take a little time, but I'm pretty sure at some point in time I'm going to be back to doing some sort of work. I don't know what that is. You know, it's not uncommon for us to hear a guy tell us, you know, I might go work at Home Depot or Lowe's or, you know, something of that nature. But I'm going to be out there and I'm going to be doing something that's going to produce some sort of income, you know. And then that's an... like, that's another nice feature when it comes to setting up and planning for, you know, your retirement. You say, okay, you know, you're planning on making some extra bucks here. That's a good idea. Yeah. You know, that's extra dollars coming in. But you don't have to do that in order to retire. We'll get you financially taken care of anyway. But if you're going to do that, that just makes things, you know, that much better. And for the social aspect of it, that's probably a really good thing.
Yeah, and Doug, the planning of it all, right? Some of our best planning cases of new people that have come in were the ones that came in and a little frustrated with the job, or maybe a lot frustrated with the job,
right?
And saying, here's what I have, right? When can I go? And just putting a plan together and tying it into how they see their lifestyle going forward and being able to say to them, well, you can go now. If you wanted to.
Sure.
And just letting them know when they have the game plan in their pocket, they know what they're going to be doing, and they can visualize that fun, that retirement they're going to have. But in the meantime, they're not really ready to walk away from work yet.
Right.
But they feel like they can do it. To me, that's like the sweet spot. You know, I'm 60, I'm 61, I'm beat up, I'm tired of this, but then hearing you can go any day you want and saying, okay, maybe I'll stay to 65 because this is great. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different attitude. It's a different set of eyes on your future after that sit down.
And you know what else, Mike, is that you're correct. And then there's the other group of people who are already retired, but they're bored. Mm. Right. And, you know, and see, I'll give you an example of a client who came in and, you know, she was retired and she told me, you know, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. You know, and she said, I saw out in your lobby that you have an award out there from, you know, CASA. And CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And, what they do is that they advocate for children in the foster care system. Mm. And I said, well, you know, would you be interested in something, you know, of that nature? I'd be happy to introduce you to them. And you can go and you can volunteer some time. And maybe you could work, you know, with a couple of kids who were in foster care. Mm. Oh, she went. I introduced her now here and still involved today. Here's my point. she didn't know where to go or what to do, right? And because she came in here and she told us, I'm not saying that we're always going to have a connection or we're always going to have a solution, but we have a lot of connections and we have a lot of solutions and we have a big network of people. We could always suggest things for you as well. Come on in and sit down and let's talk about
it. Well, Doug, I think one thing you and I do very well is that we have a lot of experience. We've been doing this for a very long time and we've seen a lot.
Right.
And we do a good job with sharing with people other people's stories.
Right. You
know? Not their confidential information,
of course not.
But just talking about people and and things and telling people and every time I told somebody, hey, as soon as they retired, go travel, go enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? And just stuff like that. And, you know, I think some, you know, in a lot of sense, we live in a copycat world, right? I mean, many great ideas, many things that people do. Oh, that'd be great to do. Or that would be a fun trip, right? Or you hear, hey, Doug, we went out to eat at this restaurant. Oh, really? Right. Where is it? It's a great place. I got to go try it, right?
Right.
It's not a copycat
in a
negative sense. But it's saying you learn from people. You hear different things. Or, hey, Doug, I have a problem at home. Oh, Mike, you know how you fix that? You do it like this.
Sure.
Right? So it's no different with your retirement.
Right. Right. You know, and, you know, it's just, and how many times do we say, hey, listen, and clients come in and say, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know what to do. My furnace isn't working. And I'm like, all right, well, I know an HVAC guy. I can refer him over to you. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to try to do it yourself. I'm not going to be to give you water cooler advice like I'm trying, you know, your coworker telling you how to do your investments. I'll refer you to a good, competent professional.
Sure.
You know, and that's the same. And that's, you know, that's the driving force behind it. So, folks, we've got in-house here. We've got some workbooks and some, you know, some booklets and stuff related to setting up your retirement lifestyle. And, you know, we'd love to send them out to you. We'd love to meet with you to talk to you about, you know, handling the money and the funds related to your retirement, or we'd like to sit with you and do both of them with you together. We're happy to do that as well. Just pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 for whatever you want. You know, if you want to get together, let us know. If you want us to send out the materials that we have in the office here to you, we'd be happy to do that. Just pick the phone up and give us a call, 855-262-3722. Anything else you want to add here, Mike?
I think we're good for that.
All right, let's hop to a break and we will be right back, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wouldn't you agree, if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it.
That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Glad you're investing some of your time here with us as you know, as we cruise through the end of March here in 2023. And it's, you know, it's the fun part of the show, Mike. It's the what have you been up to lately kind of thing. And why don't you kick it off for us?
Yeah, Doug, it's, you know, again, as we've been saying, it's been a busy time period for us. And, you know, sitting down with folks and one I want to bring up this week is working with somebody and very, very concerned about long-term care. Okay. And basically saying we're doing retirement planning, doing some things, rolling over to, you know, 401k, putting pieces into place for his retirement, and very, very concerned about medical costs in the future.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. You know, and you go through the numbers, and not so much to share what's going on with the client, but to share, you look at medical costs and digging through things and trying to put a solid plan into place, right? First off, there's various products out there. It's the traditional long-term care of you give me a premium and you get this benefit, use it or lose it. Yeah, that's out there. But along the way, the market's come up with various other products to combat long-term care issues.
Sure.
You know, and just going through numbers, going through inflation numbers, looking at medical costs and through that, it's something that's awfully important. And the reason why I wanted to bring it up is we talked about retirement today, and all too often when people retire, they're in good physical health for the most part, and they fail to take into consideration future medical concerns and needs.
Right.
And I think it's something that, you know, you always got to keep it there. You got to take a look at it. You need to go through these things. The what if something does medically fail down the road? Because as you and I stated segment earlier of the show, we believe retirement's a 25-year proposition.
Sure. You know, Mike, the one of the problems that I think and one of the things that prevents people from taking appropriate action related to long-term care insurance, if you will, is all too often it's looked at as an all-or-nothing proposition.
Right.
And what people don't understand is that you can really custom design it. You know, maybe it is too expensive, you know, for you to lay off mm-hmm. all the risk to the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's not too expensive for you to lay off, you know, a portion of that to the mm-hmm. insurance company. Because, listen, if you have to go in, it's expensive, right? And if you even need care at home, it's expensive.
Yes.
So, you know, I think that's where a lot of people just go wrong, is that it's an all or nothing approach. It's not, they don't understand that these things can be, you know, custom designed, for lack of a better way to put it, to fit your circumstance. And I think that's one of the values that we bring to the table here, is when we sit down with people and we discuss it, I don't even know how many times, couldn't even begin to guess how many times I've heard, oh, you can do it like that. Like, yeah, you can.
Doug, two things, right? One is people fail to plan for it because it's nothing's wrong now. It's out of your mind, and you don't visualize something like that happening to you, right? I mean, think about it, Doug. Do you think of like, oh, you know, you're going to be in a nursing home or something, or needing medical care at home? You don't really think of it, right? You're up, you're busy, you're running to practice, you got the kids, thinking about that. No time to think about that. That's one. And then two is it reminds me a lot of like college planning, in that when you sit down with a young couple and they say, okay, so what do I need for 4 years and 18 years from now for my son or daughter's education? And it's like, well, you need to raise $300,000. So that means you need to put away, you know, I'm making up a fake number, $1,000 a month. It becomes overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
Like $1,000, you know, but you should do something.
Better
though,
to
right?
do something right? than nothing.
We always tell the young folk that are trying to plan for college, let's not get intimidated. You may need $300,000, $400,000 when your son or daughter turns 18. Let's do what we can do and go from there.
Yeah. You know, right? you know, 100%, and, you know, and take it from there. Change gears here a little bit, Mike, is that, you know, over the last week or so, met with several clients who have a significant amount of money, in excess of $1 million apiece, and no real rhyme nor reason, you know, towards the investment, you know, strategy or anything there. A lot of money they accumulated in a work retirement plan, some money that they have, you know, on their own. And, you know, but one of them brought up to me a question and said, I may just not do anything with this. I'm going to wait for it to come back to where it was. And listen, you know, that's not always the best, you know, strategy, because, you know, you're in a place where, you know, things to think about. You can certainly do that if you want to, but you're sitting in a place right now where there may be better options for you that aren't in that restrictive environment that you're in, you know, right now. And you have what you have. That's it. Like it doesn't matter. There should be no significance for you in leaving it one place versus, you know, putting it a different place until it comes back, because, you know, that could be very restrictive. There could be better options and better opportunities for you outside of that area. So, but what you have is what you have, is the point that I want to try to make here. Even if it's down from where it was, what you have is what you have. That's what you have to work with.
Doug, I know we practice that. I say that all the time. Folks will come in, somebody new will come in and say, here you go, Mike, here's my statements. It's, you know, $600,000, but it was $750,000.
Right.
And I always say to them, with all due respect, this isn't being cavalier about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going forward tomorrow. So what do we do tomorrow? What's
right.
the next step to make it better? And people miss that all the time. They think, well, I own ABC. I have to stick with that and wait for it to come back. But if DEF is going to take that money and move it quicker than ABC was, what do you really care if you own
Why
ABC
do you care?
Or DEF?
Right.
And people, I think that's a big psychological hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
To investing, right? There's,
yep.
We all don't like to see deep down, make a mistake or lose or whatever word you want to put on it. And I think there's some of that, you know, that little bit, that tough grit in people that are like, no, I'm going to ride this out. We're going to make this come back or, you know, something like to that degree. And I think, Doug, a lot of your best investors, I think if they ever surveyed some of the top famous names, they would say that you got to understand when you got to make a change. You have to do it. You can't,
right.
you can't hang on to that situation. You have to just do what's right and go forward.
Yeah. You know, if we could use a sports analogy, you know, sometimes players just get old and they can't perform like they used to perform anymore. They get cut or they retire. Right. I mean, it's just the way it is. And then it's time, you know, you're like a franchise owner, you know, you got to think of it this way. And it's, you know, your job's to win the game and your job's to win the financial game. And maybe you have to cut, you know, the old veteran, you know, quarterback who's 45 years old now,
and just can't get the job done for you anymore.
Not just that, Doug, there's different phases of investing too, right? There's the person that's 40 years old that may say, I have $100,000 in my 401k and it's down. So they're keeping their investments the way it is, but they're putting away money every right. paycheck and buying as the market was lower. And over time, you know, the market rolled back, and that's a different versus somebody that says, hey, I'm retired now, or I'm 65 years old now, and I have $500,000,
mm-hmm.
you know, do I just, and I'm not adding to it anymore, what do I do here?
Right.
It's different scenarios. You can't say, well, back what I did when I was 40 applies to me now when I'm 65.
Yeah, because it more than likely doesn't.
Right.
You know? So, so did that. Also, what else? Oh, fixed interest rate work.
Yeah.
Continuing to be, you know, like I said earlier in the show, people from the show are calling in, clients are calling in, yeah. you know, what can you do for me with alternatives for dollars that I have sitting in the bank right now? You mm-hmm. know, are there alternatives out there that you have? Or even, you know, should I just buy another CD? You know, discuss that. You talk about that. And, you know, these are all things that we need to, you know, talk about and go over with people and review and, you know, and just say, hey, let's keep your dollars fighting for you.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, that topic, if you said to me, Mike, first quarter of the year, what's one of the biggest, hottest topics that you've had at your office has been that, without a doubt, is the you know, reborn again interest rates.
Right.
Right. And ironically, as we said earlier on the show, the whole bank issue going on too on top of it, bringing it to light. But we were kind of talking about that at the beginning of the year, and it's an opportunity for folks.
Yeah,
I mean the numbers are starting to get, the interest rate numbers are starting to get real, where if you're putting away money, it's generating a decent income for you.
You know, also one of the things that I did this week is, you know, it's always a crummy appointment, is I had to meet with one of my clients whose husband passed away. And, you know, they've been my clients for, I don't even know how long, I'm going to guess 25 years, yeah. You know, a long, long time. And Bob passed away. And so, you know, you sit down and you have these meetings with, you know, with the, you know, the surviving spouse, and she brought her daughter in and her son-in-law with her. And that was, you know, that was great. But, you know, Mike, I got to tell you the part that makes me feel best is when they say, I appreciate you making this so easy for us, you know, right now. And I say, well, you know, this was how we set it up. And, you know, we set it up all along. We want to make sure that these things are as easy as they can be when they happen, because they do happen, you know, to everybody. And, you know, just having the whole strategy and the appropriate products laid out and, you know, and all that. And, you know, in this circumstance, there's going to be no interruption of funds coming into the checkbook on a monthly basis. And, you know, and I told her, I said, listen, the way we're set up right now, you're okay. We don't need to do anything urgent right now. And there's nothing urgent that needs to be done. You need to go through your process of grieving, because, I mean, legally saying, we could leave the estate open for 5 years if we wanted to. We never advocate that, but it's just, I just say that to give people the peace of mind to understand.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug, too, is you and I now have been, you know, at this, you know, with the Wealth Management Group, our company, for a very, very long time, doing the show for, you know, 25 years, whatever. And, you know, I reflect back on our careers, and I remember every blue moon, somebody would pass away.
Yeah.
It would almost be like a shock would go through our office, right, if we got that call. Unfortunately, we've been doing this so long that every year now there's, I'm going to say, a handful of people that,
you know, an occurrence.
And we know from our experiences, people are overwhelmed, and the thing that intimidates them the most is the paperwork, settling it, doing what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And we get it. We're there. That's what we're there for. You know,
right.
we also understood along the way, a lot of times in financial couples, there's a strong hand and a weak hand. You know, Mike did it all. Lisa didn't do anything, you know, when it came to that. So mm-hmm. if something happened to Mike, she's going, oh boy, now what do I do?
Yeah.
And we got people need us to fill in that role.
And, you know, Mike, we've also had other circumstances where people have come in to us, you know, I've listened to the show forever and, you know, my husband passed away and I just, you know, he did everything and I just really don't know what to do. And, you know, I mean, we help them out. We absolutely do.
It's a lot more work. It's a lot more work on the you know, on the surviving spouse as well, because, you know, if you're already a client of ours, we have all the information and we take care of everything. If you're not, and you're not working with, you know, professionals right now, then it's a lot of work on a surviving spouse, you know, to say, well, what accounts did you have and who was the beneficiary on it? And a lot of times it's, I don't know, and I'm assuming it was me, and, you know, was there a will in play here? And, you know, it's just, I'm just bringing this up to encourage people that, you know, even if you think you have a strong handle on what's going on, you have to be considerate of your spouse and say, well, does my spouse have the same strong hand?
Yeah.
You know, will they be able to handle the circumstance when, you know, when one of us isn't here anymore?
Yeah. Hey, Doug, you know, that's another thing, too, is working with folks, right? Even our existing clients. How many family meetings where we actually met children ever? How many times existing clients say to us, my daughter wants to start working with you?
Right.
And we say, that's a great idea. And not only is it a great idea to help her with her financial dealings, but someday when something happens,
they have a relationship with us.
We have a relationship. They're going to come in with your wife, or they're going to come in with you, or, mm-hmm. or then when you're both gone and money has to pass through, and makes it that much easier. And you know, unfortunately, we've dealt with that. You know, we've seen people pass away where that's the situation. The daughter coming in with the mother not really having a clue, for lack of better words, of what to do. So we get it. We understand it. That's what we're there for. You know, I always say, if I can make the market go up every day, I most certainly would for all right. of us. But there's so much more to it than that, and it's times like that that we know we have to be there and help.
You know, Mike, it's, and then when you get the, you know, you get the, where you got a, you know, a husband and wife, and, you know, one of them passes away, and then you get a phone call from a child that's in a different state and just simply says, I appreciate you giving my mom a ride, you know, to Social Security, or I appreciate you giving my mom a ride, you know, to wherever to, you know, to work something out for her, you know, please don't, you know, don't hesitate to send a bill. And I'm like, you're not going to see a bill from us on that. Sorry, pal.
Yeah.
Not how it works.
No.
All right. Let's hop to a break and then we'll come back and we'll wrap it up. We'll be right back, folks. Are you listening to the show right now and your only investment is a 401k or other work-related plan? Are you getting professional guidance and input on that account as well as the investments that you're selecting? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? Do you wish you could get help, but that's your only real asset and you feel like you can't? Well, great news. At Wealth Management Group, we offer specialized financial planning services. We can review your 401k on a quarterly basis for you. Your retirement income may very well depend on the money that's in this account. Don't you think you should have professional help? For a reasonable fee, myself or Mike can keep an eye on this account with you. We will review the investment options available and help you select appropriate ones for you. Just pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Call 855-262-3722 now to take advantage of this opportunity. All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that we're investing some time here with you today, and, you know, and that you're investing some time with us. And, you know, I hope this is making a lot of sense to you. And, you know, you just, when Mike and I come out here on a weekly basis, we just want you to start to think about stuff. And then we want you to start to think about it. And then when you do start to think about it, we want you to take a little bit of action. And that action that we hope that you take, obviously, is to reach out to us to schedule an appointment to sit down and talk about your circumstance and your situation.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And, you know, reach out, folks. Come on in. Like Doug said, it's literally sit down and let's talk.
Right.
Right. And, you know, there's nothing intimidating about it. There's nothing that you're forced to do. There aren't any obligations. There aren't any charges, right, when we tell you to come on in and sit down. And as I always say, Doug, if we sit down and you're not for me or I'm not for you, we part as friends.
Right.
You know, it's simple as that. It's not a big hang up.
Yeah. You know, we're at the point of our careers now, folks, where, you know, we assure you that, you know, we're doing all right. We don't need to force, you know, to work with anybody. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. It's okay. You know, yeah. You can, it doesn't, you know, you're not, there's no pressure in it. And, you know, certainly we love to work with nice people.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it really that's what it comes down to. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there, Mike, that are, you know, they got a lot of money. You know, and I don't think they give themselves credit for having a lot of money. You know, how many times have you met somebody that's got, you know, well over $1 million and they're like, oh, I don't know, man. You know, I just don't feel like I have enough. And the funny thing is that everybody feels that way, it seems like.
Yeah, and not just that, Doug. I think a lot of us were brought up the right way, not to brag, not to feel like, you know, kind of be unassuming, do your hard work, go about your day, you know, and there's so many good people like that. But when it comes to your money, and like you said, it's $1 million. Even, Doug, what's that? You know, it's important.
Right.
Even though, you know, you're not the guy, hey, I have $1 million. I'm the greatest person in the world. That's not the point.
Right.
You know, and so you got to be careful. There's a fine line there, right?
There is a fine line. And it really, you know, you really need to make sure that you get the right advice and you make the right decisions based on your goals, needs, and objectives, right? And that's where, you know, working with an independent organization that doesn't have an axe to grind with any one institution, you know, really comes out and benefits. And that's what Wealth Management Group is all about. And that's why we, you know, we set it up like that, is because we wanted to be able to go out into the marketplace, research products for you, and bring viable alternatives to the table to you to help you accomplish your goals, dreams, and objectives. And, you know, I think that's pretty hard to do if you're dealing with an institution or a place that has an axe to grind.
Correct. I agree, Doug.
You know, it's bringing a kind of objective advice that few other organizations can actually bring, you know, to the table to you. And I'm very proud of that and very proud of the approach that we take. And what I really like, you know, is I know we're good at the financial end of it. I know that. And I have no problem saying that. But what I think that we're really good at as well is the extra stuff that we do for people. Yeah. You know, the little extra stuff. Like I said, I wasn't kidding when I went to Social Security with somebody, or I took somebody, you know. I'm not kidding when, you know, I drove one of my clients down to the surrogate's office to probate her husband's will. You know, nothing in it for me.
No, I agree, Doug. And, you know, and for me, I mean, I just feel great when our existing clients, and you get together and there's a review and you chat and you go through things, and it's no, you know, burning fire or anything like that. And I'll just say to them, hey, you know, anytime you need me, just call. You know,
right.
you don't need to wait. Like, Mike's got to call me. He didn't call me. Just call. Like, it's almost like we're friends. You know what I'm saying? You call me, I call you. Like, you know, and now we know, you know, we get it. We got it. And I enjoy that. We've been working together and there are plans in place, and it's, you know, you pick up the phone. It's as simple as that. We encourage it. We don't encourage, like, oh, don't call us. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Or I don't hear from that. You know, that guy won't return my call. Call me. You'll either get me or I'm returning your call immediately.
Yeah, you don't, it's not a case where it's like we hang up the phone and go, hey, Lorraine, bill them for two-thirds of an hour.
Yeah.
Right? It just doesn't work like that. So we've got offices in Clark, in Martinsville, in Parsippany, Toms River and Manasquan. So, you know, if you can hear the show, we've got an office in close proximity to you. We're old fashioned. We'll make a house call if you'd like. We're modern day. We'll do a Zoom. We just try to make it really easy. We're a couple of regular guys who happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. So, you know, if that's what you're looking for, if you want things explained to you in an easy to understand format with some people who are pretty smart and know what they're doing, I'd say you give us a shot, right?
Sounds good to me.
The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That's going to wrap it up for this week. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. FINRA SIPC 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey 07050 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.